She was called the streamlined centerpiece of Washington's ferry fleet. Picture, if you will, an Airstream trailer on the Puget Sound. The ferry has been out of service for decades, but a preservation effort to try and save the Kalakala appears to have failed. The ferry is scheduled to be cut up for scrap later this month. Knut Berger, columnist for Crosscut and Seattle Magazine, actually rode on the Kalakala. What was that like, Knut?
Well, you know, it's funny. My memories of the Kalakala when it was still operating, it operated up until the late 60s. And my mother hated it because she hated that whole era of like 1930s design. And I have a vivid memory of seeing it from the top of the viaduct as we were driving. You'd see it coming in and out of Elliott Bay. It was rattling. It was noisy. I remember the portholes were a little difficult to see out of. I don't know whether that was because of age or thickness of the glass. But I remember, driving on, being very excited, going over to Bremerton for some, family road trip or something.
So what was so special about it that people for decades have tried to save it?
Well, you know, that era of 1930s design, the Art Deco, the streamlining. People just think that stuff is really cool, whether it's Zeppelins or those streamlined locomotives that they had for the 1939 New York World's Fair. It's just an era where they were trying to design for the future. Streamlining was thought to be aerodynamic. It was thought to look kind of like a Buck Rogers spacecraft. So in a way, the Kalakala was sort of the first space needle in the sense of we're putting this very kind of forward-thinking design element. Now, it made not a very good ferry boat. It was designed in such a way that the captains of the ferry couldn't see the front of the ferry. They couldn't see the bow, so it was always ramming into docks and things like that. Well, but it really looked good.
I understand that it was adapted from an Indian name that meant flying wing, but it had a lot of nicknames like Kalunkala and Clanks-a-lot because of those reasons you mentioned.
Exactly. My favorite was the Silver Slug.
What's the Kalakala look like now, after these many years?
Well, it's sad. It looks kind of like a haunted house. It's rusting. It's been deteriorating. Windows are, broken. The worst part of it is it's no longer seaworthy. They've had to make modifications and spend a lot of money trying to keep it strapped to a dock to keep it from sinking. The Coast Guard dubbed it a navigational hazard a few years ago. It would be an environmental hazard if it sank. And it's just really in terrible condition. I don't think anybody has expected in recent years. So many people, good people, have tried to find a savior. One has never been forthcoming. They've tried to find a home for it in different communities, Nia Bay, Port Angeles, Tacoma, Seattle. And it's just become this kind of wandering ghost.
Absolutely. I remember it was on Lake Union for a while. You could go by and see the Hulk sitting there. Why do you suppose all these efforts to save it have failed? Because people have a lot of affection for this ferry.
Well, for one thing, not everyone did have affection for it. It's a kind of quirky design thing. It was the guy who went up to Alaska where it had been beached and was being used for fish processing and brought it back was an artist who owned a foundry in Fremont. So it had that kind of Seattle Fremont. It was kind of the nautical bubbleator, maybe. It had this kind of quirky feel. Some people don't share that. The main problem, though, is maritime heritage is incredibly expensive. It's incredibly expensive to restore boats. It's incredibly expensive to keep them up over time. So the amount of money. And we do not have a terrific track record. We have lost some real maritime treasures here in Seattle. The Wawona, one of the last of the sailing ships, is another example. They just become money pits, and there's just not enough interest in it.
Well, you've got your ear to the ground on this stuff. You think there's any chance that someone could come up with the $25 million that Port of Tacoma Commissioner Don Meyer says it would take to fix the Kalakala at the last minute now that it's facing the acetylene torch?
Well, it depends what you mean by fix. I mean, I think it's beyond being seaworthy again. And so the real issue is, could you save enough of the superstructure to restore it and then use that for something? I mean, I would love to see, my fantasy would be the new waterfront. Get some money from that, restore the superstructure, put it on top of a rebuilt Coleman dock, and turn it into a restaurant. I think that's the kind of thing that would be the best case at this point. It's simply, you know, unless you got somebody like a Paul Allen who just did it out of love.
And put the Seattle PI Globe on top of it. Put it all together, right?
There you go. Yep.
I mean, we can get maybe overly affectionate about these things. What do you think is lost if we lose the Kalakala forever?
I think you lose something that was, for one thing, it was a major attraction. People, when they did surveys of people who visited the World's Fair, other than the World's Fair itself, the Kalakala was the thing that most impressed them. People really loved it, especially tourists. So I think it has a lot of interest there. And it also, there were some historic firsts. The Kalakala was the first civilian ferry that got radar, for example. And there's a whole, you can go on YouTube and there's a great old newsreel about, you know, civilian radar coming to the foggy, you know, Elliott Bay. And so, I mean, I think it has, without question, historical significance, design significance. It was a symbol of the city for a long time. And I think those things are very important to keep if you can.
Well, we'll see. Time is running out, just a few weeks left. If you've got a spare $25 million or know someone who does, better act right now. Knut Berger, columnist for Crosscut in Seattle Magazine, thank you so much for stopping by and telling us about the Kalakala.
Thank you.
It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.